Good morning, this Wednesday, the 27th of March. I'm Grady Wolf, market analyst with Bell Direct. Wall Street extended its losses into Tuesday's session as a morning rally quickly faded in afternoon trade, with the Dow Jones ending the day down 0.08%, while the S&P 500 lost 0.28% and the tech-heavy NASDAQ fell 0.42%. Orders for long-lasting goods in the US rose 1.4% in February in data out yesterday, which beat economists' expectations of a 0.8% rise, which investors may have taken as a sign that inflation remains elevated in the US, thus adding support for rates to remain on hold for a little while longer, especially after the slight uptick in inflation in the latest reading out in the US. Krispy Kreme shares soared 39% on Tuesday after the donut giant announced it would expand its partnership with McDonald's, while Tesla rallied 5% in a rebound for the EV maker after a few months of negative sentiment from markets in 2024. In Europe overnight, markets closed slightly higher in the region as investors continue digesting central bank moves in the region. The Stoxx 600 rose 0.3%, Germany's DAX rose 0.67%, the French CAC added 0.41%, and in the UK, the FTSE 100 climbed 0.17% on Tuesday. Across the Asia markets, it was mostly a green session across the board on Tuesday, with South Korea's KOSPI hitting a two-year high as investors assess the latest batch of economic data. Japan's annual B2B service inflation remained at 2.1% in February, indicating companies continue passing on rising costs to customers. Singapore's manufacturing output increased 14.2% in February from January's 6.7% decline, which boosted the local index to a 1.31% close on Tuesday, and Hong Kong's Hang Seng rose 1.1% yesterday. The local market started the week higher before retreating 0.41% on Tuesday, taking strong lead from Wall Street's losing session on Monday, and on the back of local market sell-offs, which were hardest felt by tech stocks on Tuesday, as the sector closed the session down 1.55%. Westpac consumer confidence data for March, also released yesterday, weighed on the market sentiment as the reading for the month came in at -1.8%, which is a sharp decline from the 6.2% positive reported in February, and above economists' expectations of a drop to -1.6%, which signals consumer sentiment in market conditions is sliding and we are all feeling the full bite of the currently elevated rates. Earlier this week, commodity-related stocks weighed on the key index. However, a rebound in the price of oil, iron ore and gold saw investors buy back into the miners yesterday. While the opposite story can be told for rate-sensitive stocks like technology and real estate, which started the week on a very high note after a less hawkish RBA statement was released last week before these sectors declined on Tuesday. Biotech company Mesoblast soared 45% on Tuesday after the company announced the US FDA has approved the company's phase 3 study clinical data after extensive consideration, therefore meaning Mesoblast can submit the proposed biologics license application for remestemcel L for treatment of child patients with steroid refractory acute graft-versus-host disease. Taking a look at commodity prices this morning, oil has slightly retreated again overnight to trade 0.1% lower at $81.87 a barrel. Gold is up 0.3% at $2,177 an ounce, and iron ore is down 0.9% at $110.5 a ton. One Aussie dollar is buying 65 US cents, 99.04 Japanese yen, 51.73 British pence, and one New Zealand dollar and 9 cents. Ahead of the local trading session here in Australia for Wednesday, the SPY futures are anticipating the ASX to open the day down 0.24%, and that's tracking Wall Street's turbulence overnight. And now let's dive into some trading ideas for your consideration today. Bell Potter has initiated coverage of leading Australian engineering group Monadelphous Group, ASX MND, with a buy rating and a price target of $15.40. Bell Potter's analyst sees strong revenue growth in the company's FY24 guidance, and the EC pipeline revenue is forecast to continue growing in the second half, with a step up in construction contracts won in FY24 to date valued at over $750 million, scheduled to be completed over FY24 and FY25. And Trading Central has identified a bullish signal on Northern Star Resources following the formation of a pattern over a period of 12 days, which is roughly the same amount of time the share price may rise from the close of $13.93 to the range of 15 $15.80 to $16.20, according to Standard Principles of Technical Analysis. And that's all for this morning. Have a wonderful Wednesday, and as always, happy investing.